Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Help Myself Podcast. And I'm your host, John M. Singletary Sr. I got to put that senior in there because I got my junior, a.k.a. LJ. That's who I do it for and that's who I do it with. Amazing journey of podcasting and more importantly, this awesome adventure that we call life. And today, I want to quickly talk about the system. I think a lot of times that we have intentions to do so much good and we don't strategically consider how the system will impact our efforts. And let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. So obviously, LJ, through his autism, is considered to be eligible for disability from Social Security. I say obviously, but I found out late. So a few months ago, we went to the Social Security office to talk to him and do the paperwork and, you know, all of those things. And as I sat there, you know, I looked and I saw people who have been paid into Social Security all their lives, you know, dependent on the benefits. And I just watched as they came in and out. And so many of them, the way that it felt like they were being treated, I just felt like they weren't being treated with a lot of dignity and respect. And then there were a couple of agents in there that really, really went above and beyond to be helpful. But even as they were being helpful, I realized something. No matter how helpful an agent was, and none of them were rude or bad, but no matter how helpful an agent was, that system was set up to position people to come in there and basically have to beg and maneuver for a benefit that has been designated, that they paid into, and it's been designated for them. And I recognize that because of that system, no matter how above and beyond an agent went, no matter how well you had your paperwork together, me and LJ, man, we had everything together. It should have been open and shut. That system is set up to put you in a situation to look as if you are begging or you're inconveniencing them for their time. And when you try to make changes in your workplace, in your organization, in groups and in teams, a lot of times you've got to strategize considering the system. When we talk about systemic patriarchy, systemic racism, systemic xenophobia and all of that, we've got to consider that in our fight. It was built that way.